Hello, Bechtel. This is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
I just want to talk, so let's get the meeting begun. Called to order. Today is Monday, October 9th at 1 p.m. Please call roll.
So just attending this meeting, I see Andrew Guy, Clay Coplin, myself, Michael Yaffe with Michael Baker, Lauren Colhan, and then on the line is Gary Mendeville, sorry if I mispronounced your name. That looks like all in attendance.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Welcome. We'll just go down the agenda, Michael.
So just some housekeeping. I do have the agenda up, but then on the SharePoint site for the task force, we do have the you go under Task Force, Draft Energy Master Plan. We have the PDF document that was shared with the Task Force, and then the Microsoft Word files. If you go to Energy Priorities and Rural, that's the current kind of Word documents for what shows up in the report. And then for the appendices, very similar kind of structure. Kind of detail action summary pages. We do have some write-ups for rural located here. So as we have the public testimony tomorrow, scheduled, we're going to be capturing internal comments with the task force members and then also public comments. So I just wanted to kind of pause here. I'm happy to bring up the draft document as well. If we just wanted to talk through any high level kind of comments or as they relate to the actions of this subcommittee, and then also just if you've reviewed the document, any other kind of sections where there might be overlap, and I can highlight a few that have come up on previous calls this week and that we've met with the Incentives and Subsidies Subcommittee this morning. So there is some overlap with some issues. So just wanted to pause here and open it up to the co-chairs.
I didn't really have anything, Michael. We could review some of those things where it looked like there was overlap if you like.
Okay. And then this is just more along the lines of, housekeeping again. I know as we fill this out, I'm going to just scroll down to the rural section. There was a couple actions, or I'm sorry, strategies, where I think the expected result section was left blank that we might just want a sentence or two. We don't have to do that now, but there could be overlap too with the benefits. But I saw this from one or two of the strategies. And I mean to zoom out, I can tell you. So strategy C-5, improved data-driven decision-making. And then I think C-3, lower operational costs. We may just want to fill that in. And then as we kind of circle back to on the appendices, that kind of tracking sheet that we've been updating, we might have to revisit some of the fields on lead organization and then partners and collaborators just to make sure that's up to date with the last minute changes that we had with some of these actions. So, and I know some of the descriptions might not have been fully detailed on that tracking sheet. And then, Mark, I know I see you joined since we did the kind of roll call. Was there anything else on the kind of the action summaries pages that we wanted to highlight for the group? I think I only see two kind of filled out in detail?
Yeah, that's correct. I think that's the question: is there any other actions that were proposed by the rural subcommittee that you would like to provide more detail on, flesh out, so that the task force then would consider it as one of your priorities? You know, you have the grid modernization and automation, and then trying to remember, I think it was the transmission piece
I'm opening them now, Mark.
So those were your two priority actions that you wanted to put forward for the task force for consideration. Are there any others, Clay or Andrew? That's, I guess, what the question is.
I don't think so. You know, those two asks are pretty big asks.
Okay.
Then I guess the only other question would be is there some detail that you'd like to at least fill out in the action worksheet on each of the other actions that you identified?
Yeah. So, and what you're referring to is the action worksheet is this kind of just Excel file.
Yep, and the action description, you know, next to the actions you've identified.
Yeah, I'm going to see. And we can spend this meeting doing this if we want to go line by line, or if that's something you want to take offline or wait until there's the public comments. You know, tomorrow we can do that. We just wanted to kind of check in, just highlight some of the areas that we know we want to update.
And I'd much prefer to wait until we get some public comments here. I don't know about Clay.
Yeah, I'm kind of agnostic. I might go through and just drop some placeholders in those.
Okay. The other thing that we're working through, and I forget, Clay, if you've seen a sneak peek of this, but we're kind of slowly creating a storyboard of what, you know, executive level summary might look like. And, you know, this is all Latin, so you can disregard it as placeholder, but, you know, pay attention to kind of the subheadings. We're looking at kind of a one pager that could stand alone front and back that describes the task force, the goals, strategies, high priority recommendations, next steps. And then it would kind of go into a breakdown for each of the priority areas, just a simple paragraph that describes it, and then what the key outcomes would be with the recommendations contained in the report. So just knowing that as the kind of the target, we might, you know, consider, how to frame this in terms of just the write-up for that paragraph and then the kind of the simple bullet of key outcomes, which I imagine would be aligned with your priority actions. So just.
Yeah, I had seen a preview that looks like what we've kind of discussed or written before an executive summary.
So, and then Clay, it might be good to pause here too. I know at the last task force meeting, when you were, you know, contemplating the executive summary, you were also thinking about like the policy, and how we might introduce that. The other alternative to this is, you know, instead of, you know, we could do key outcomes, but we could list the key strategies and then like the main kind of policy related to the strategies. That might be a little too much detail for this level of report, but I'm kind of curious your feedback on that.
I think part of my thought was something digestible that could be kind of handed off to the legislature and the governor's office. that it kind of encapsulates the, you know, the main recommendations. And then the other thought, I don't think I was looking at the executive summary so much as the background, but just providing a little context for where we're at now in terms of, you know, rising natural gas prices and other kind of the backdrop for why the Energy Security Task Force was formed and, mm-hmm. and what the current landscape is. Just because that's something that seems to often get left out of reports, and then when you come back several years later to reference it, you lose some of that backdrop of what the current energy prices and challenges and opportunities are, like the infrastructure package and depleting natural gas supply and a couple of other kind of big pieces are in the background. But I was thinking that was more of a, more for the Energy in Alaska slide.
Yeah. And just so you know, too, that there was discussions with, you know, Curtis and then Andrew from the governor's office, and some of that, the feedback loop that they were talking about, you know, from the governor's office, where we might rename the title of this report to the Alaska Energy Security Task Force report and kind of make it more of a kind of a recommendations report than a comprehensive master plan.
Yeah.
Just for the title. So that may help too with the executive summary, just targeting in on the recommendations. So I know I've kind of jumped around a little bit to the different sections of where we're at and kind of highlighted different gaps. Some of the overlap that we are seeing, we know incentives and subsidies, they met this morning. They're working through some revisions. They're going to have some high level actions that are going to be an ongoing discussion, with statutes and regulations. You know, everything from the PCE discussion to, you know, this morning there was kind of a heated, well, it wasn't heated, but it was just a lively kind of discussion on one of the actions related to state property tax exemptions. We can spend a moment to talk about that, but it's more for awareness because it's probably going to carry over into a discussion tomorrow. I know statutes and regulations are meeting. So, any interest in those topics? And then I'm going to invite my colleague Mark too, if there was any other kind of topics worth highlighting from the meeting this morning for the rural subcommittee.
Incentives and subsidies actions that aligned somewhat with rural. So they, you know, kind of our recommendation was for them to look at the rural actions to have their the language, you know, of their action align with it a little bit more. So I'm trying to remember. One of them was related to the, I think the workforce. You have the workforce action item that you're recommending. And so that was one of them. And then I'm trying to think of the other.
Ensure adequate workforce training and skills development alongside job creation goals of the state.
I'm pretty sure you guys have, you know, rural has a similar action item.
Yeah. So that was one of the questions, if the regions kind of have identified that, you know, is it, you know, should that type of recommendation live within the incentives and subsidies subcommittee? And then so that this was where there was also a discussion of just consolidating some of their actions, just to make it kind of read a little easier. And then also when they're using words like ensure, kind of defining what that means, and yeah.
And yours, you know, yours says, this is 3.1, expanded inventory technical assistance, training and workforce development to identify gaps, increased capability and capacity building activities for training a rural energy workforce, i.e. apprenticeship programs for energy production. And so, you know, that's the rural language. And it is a little more specific about, you know, what you're recommending, you know, some entity do, whether it's the state, you know, maybe state, Department of Labor, but, it's an action that does have a little more specificity than the, incentives and subsidies. But I think the other side of it is that you, rural, incentives and subsidies and postal all have, an action that's similar to this. And so to me, it seems like, you know, this could be one of those that the task force recognizes as, important and may wish to, promote as a recommendation for the governor to consider.
I was just going to say this is kind of exactly what I was looking for out of this meeting, was just to kind of do a final overview of rural generation, transmission, distribution, and storage, and see where there were any gaps or overlap, and kind of turn the corner. And I'm going to be turning attention to the whole document and reading through the whole thing and seeing how, you know, the work in the rural subcommittee maps over to the overall product. And so, I'd be willing to go back and just drop in some comments into the places where there's some gaps. And then, I'll put them in red ink or something so they're easy to see, or track changes, and better refer back to the conversations we had leading up to those.
Okay, that sounds good. And then just for your awareness too, if you do that, the current draft or incentives and subsidies, if these Word documents have the most current kind of revisions and comments based on the meetings that we've had, you know, so this captures today's comments during the calls. And then there's also just internal comments from this Jen Miller, John Sims, Duff. So they're all just captured. But we got up until – we pretty much advanced the conversation up to Strategy 5, and then we're going to be meeting this Friday with them, I believe at noon. It's not scheduled yet for strategy 6 and 7 to finalize that. So,
so has something been published now for public comments tomorrow afternoon? Or?
Yeah, I think they're using what was released kind of last week.
Okay.
For the public comment, just because of the recognition that this is just going to be a living document up until.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, thanks.
I think we'll be able to show a lot of progress and growth within these couple weeks. So we may not need the full hour to kind of, you know, because to dig into rural, since it's so far kind of advanced, but you know, we would be kind of interested in, I guess, as you review this, the language used for the introduction, and then any potential language to highlight for the executive summary. You know, knowing that we're only targeting kind of a short paragraph. So, do you have any preferences? Go ahead, Mark.
And I would just offer, Clay, that, you know, the introduction was, again, my summary of what I read out of your strategies. And so you may want to reword that and edit that pretty heavily if you don't feel like it's really communicates what your subcommittee, you know, feels is important.
Okay.
The other thing that's been happening too is the RailBell subcommittee, they spent kind of almost a day meeting, and part of that they actually developed what, you know, what is their goals, and they kind of, you know, put it around, you know, short term, near term, and, you know, long term kind of outcomes. And when we were discussing it with them, you know, they wanted to put that as part of the introduction, and it almost seems like they were appropriate outcomes for the entire kind of report. So it almost seemed like we could roll that into the executive summary, and they were open to that. Whether we just show it as kind of for the rail belt for now, or move it into the full intro for the plan or report, that's a question that we kind of have to think through. And Mark, I know you helped facilitate that meeting while I was out. If there's anything else you wanted to add to that.
Well, they spent a lot of their time just, you know, going over their strategy documents, you know, and wordsmithing those, you know, to really communicate what it was they want to communicate in their strategies, and then also individually, you know, took on several action items each and have fleshed out all of their, you know, I think it's roughly 7 action items that they've created. But they really started with the why, right? Why is this important, and what is it we're trying to achieve, you know, with our recommendations and our strategies, you know, from a long-term and short-term and then mid-term perspective, and then nested, if you will, nested their strategies and their actions under each of those, or at least tried to write them in a way that, you know, supported these goals. So that's really the where the effort was spent in drafting this higher level introductory document, I guess is what you'd call it. And you know, they want to include this in their as part of their section, if you will, in the document, but it may also support a, you know, the higher level executive summary as well. So I encourage you maybe to look at that and think about, is there some level of effort that we'd like to do at the rural, on the rural side to craft something like this?
And I just pulled it up, and, you know, they have an introductory sentence here. In order to develop our recommendations, you know, we look, the most efficient approach would be to establish long-term, mid-term, and short-term goals that reflect our desired outcomes. So short-term, minimize regret costs while providing reliable service. Mid-term, invest in infrastructure improvements to advance our long-term goal of energy diversification. Long-term, significantly diversify power generation with an emphasis on in-state reliable and more affordable clean energy. So.
What do they mean by minimize regret costs?
I have a feeling that's more of opportunity cost, but they didn't vocalize that.
Okay.
You know, basically they're acknowledging, Clay, that they've got their, you know, there may have to be an importation of natural gas, right, to keep the rail belt utilities going while they, until they can get to these midterm and long-term investments, if you will. So
okay.
That's what they're trying to do, is minimize those increased costs as best they can, you know,
okay.
Even though they know it's very likely that, you know, the rail belt utilities may see that and the ratepayers may see that.
Yeah. So because they kind of went and created their own goals, we can create goals for the different regions, or just simplify goals that work for all three regions. I don't know, Clay, if you have a Andrew and Clay, if you have a preference.
Well, I think I'll answer it like this. I think the whole study or the whole document needs to have goals for the whole state, and there are the three regional areas. So, to the extent that they represent all three regions, that's appropriate. I mean, invest in infrastructure improvements is going to have to happen across all the regions. So I don't know if I've given a straight answer. I guess I'm open to it. Point that, to the extent that it's representative, I generally lean towards simpler and more concise if it, you know, if it carries the impact and guidance.
Yeah, and you may need some time with this to read it in detail, but Andrew, I'm just kind of curious your immediate reaction to these goals, if it's, you know, how applicable it is to the rural.
You know, at the beginning, I really didn't like these geographical committees, you know, because they'd be just going after their own me kind of stuff and take away from the bigger approach. It's kind of happening here, you know. Yeah, I see it happening. For those goals that kind of intersect, you know, I see no problem in combining them.
Okay.
They need to be wordsmith to combine them, so so they can be termed, you know, not a rural recommendation or a railroad recommendation, but a full company recommendation kind of thing, you know.
I agree, and anything that gets combined across the subcommittees would have to be kind of discussed at the task force level.
But as you know, as I look at the midterm and long term specifically, you know, do you feel like those really support the rural strategies, or do the strategies support those? Maybe the other way around. These are fairly generic, I think.
I mean, I think they do. We talked about transmission and growing economies of scale and potential, I mean, regret costs could just represent diesel fuel costs and tank farm maintenance and repair costs. And ideally, we'd be able to invest in things that not only provide more reliable and affordable power, but could maybe even head off some big investments in our current state of affairs, whether it's fuel tank farms or diesel generator plant upgrades, so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think we need to recommend a different word than regret, but if you have any suggestions. The only thing I could think of was opportunity cost, but that may be too policy wonkish for.
Yeah, I think of opportunity cost as, I mean, it's almost like a lost opportunity, and a sunk cost is something that's already happened. And I think regret's a good word. It's just one that isn't really, it really doesn't have a context in energy discussions. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to trip over a little bit if there isn't a description of what that means.
Agreed. Okay. Well, I just wanted to make you aware that this existed. So, because it's right now they're not in the PDF. So.
The other thing I'd mention, Michael, is I had a request from Randy, I think, for pictures, updated pictures. If I can find it here. And we just happen to have a professional photographer in Cordoba, And we've got a lot of nice pictures of our, infrastructure and community and stuff, but I don't want to send several over and then just end up kind of dominating the whole report. So I guess I would suggest reaching out to, Calista and other, maybe AVEC or something, or try to find pictures elsewhere as well.
Okay. Yeah, Curtis said they have like thousands of photos.
Okay.
They're going to try and mine, but we'll see what they come up with. Because right now we're just using stock photography, but it'd be great to show just, really local sourced photography.
I think it'd be fine if you wouldn't mind sharing some of those, Clay. I think, if you have copyright access, to those, that I think that'd be really useful.
Yeah, there are photos. I'm absolutely going to send some over. Part of the problem is, though, they're like 40 and 50 megabytes. So I was just trying to figure out how to turn them down a little bit.
you can compress them.
Well, I was going to say it's actually probably better if you don't, but if you look at my email, there's a link that says EFTP file drop. You can send files directly to me.
Okay.
So.
Okay, great.
And just out of curiosity, too, if we do end up using them, just to cite the source, and then if there's a location you want us to describe.
Yeah.
And that goes for you too, Andrew, if there's photos you would like to highlight. So, and hopefully, we'll get a lot of good public comment, tomorrow and then the next kind of session, and then we'll have more to kind of react with. So, as far as the agenda, those were the big items I wanted to cover.
Yeah, I'm good with wrapping up early.
Okay. The next meeting that I think we have scheduled is October 19th, which I think, considering where we're at, I think we're okay. There might be some coordination that happens, offline through email, such as the photo exchange. But yeah, if you want to review the internal kind of what's been posted publicly and kind of embed comments, we're happy to distribute that to other subcommittees as well.
Okay. That's just a Thursday, I think.
Oh, Dad. Let me just check. I had it up right before I sent it. Rural, October 19th. So, yeah, the date's right. It was a Thursday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. What's on my calendar?
415. Okay.
Having it today, gets crossed my wires.
Let's see. I'm in DC that weekend. I'm returning. My flight actually takes off at that time. But it is what it is.
Okay. If we need to reschedule it the week before, I guess we can make that game time decision.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I have. I'll turn it over to you, Clay, and Andrew, for last words, and if not, you can adjourn the meeting.
Nothing for me. Thanks.
Nothing for me either. Any comments from any other attendees or closing thoughts? Okay, I don't see any hands up, so I think we can adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.